Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Welcome to the Be Inspired with Michelle G Show. I'm your host, Michelle G. If you would like to call in with your questions or comments, that number is 1-929-477-2554. Again, that number is 1-929-477-2554. Tonight's show is going to be another pop-on show with me. It wasn't intended to be that way. The guest that was supposed to be on tonight could not be on the show because of unforeseen circumstances, but she's going to be on a later show. But I also believe that everything happens for a reason. And so I believe that it was purpose for me to be on here tonight. As always, you guys know how I do when I have a show where I'm just sharing something with you all that I've learned or I've experienced or having a transparent moment. Once I finish saying or sharing with you all, then I'll end the show. So I don't know if it's going to be 30 minutes, 45 minutes, or it may be the whole hour. But I just want to share this with you all. I titled the show tonight, "It's Not Always a Test." And I'll get more into that in just a few minutes, but I wanted to say, and I'll be a little bit transparent tonight, I learned a valuable lesson yesterday. But before I get into that valuable lesson, I wanted to talk to you all about how many times we have days that are just a little bit frustrating, days where things are just not going the way we wanted them to go. Things are just not fitting the way we wanted them to fit, and we get all frustrated and we get irritated or something happens that throws you off. And, you know, I don't know about you all, but I know I'm quick to say, "Oh, Lord, this is just another test. This is just a test." But what I've learned, and I learned on just yesterday, that it's not always a test. We say things like that because we're used to saying them. It becomes like part of our vocabulary because we're so used to saying it. Sometimes we say certain phrases and things because it's just cliche. People say it all the time. We pick it up and then we just say it. But our words have so much power. And a lot of times I think that we forget how much power our words have. We say one thing and then in the next sentence we completely take away what we just said before that. Our words are just powerful. The Bible tells us how powerful our words are. You know, we have life and death is in the power of our tongue. We can speak blessings and we can speak curses. So we have to be careful about what we say, how we say it, and then we have to be mindful and remember what we said. Like I said, there are days that you have where things just aren't going the way that you thought they should go. Well, honestly, yesterday was one of those days for me. I had things that popped up and came up and different situations, and to be honest with you, I got really frustrated. I got very frustrated and irritated. If you allow me just to be transparent for a moment, I got frustrated and I got irritated because I was like, oh, this is just, you know what, I don't know if I can do it. And I started doubting myself. I don't know if I can do this. I don't know if I can do this. This right here is not, you know, I don't know. You know, this has got to be a test. You know what, this is testing me. Is this testing? And it was testing my nerve, if nothing else. It was testing my nerves, if nothing else. But it was, you know, that was me all day yesterday. And because I was irritated, and I let things, you know, I didn't take a moment to sit back and actually look at the situation. And the first thing I was saying was, of course, this is a test. This is a test. Well, I want to tell you all tonight, it's not always a test. Someone that I was speaking with, meeting with last night, brought it to my attention. And it made me think about it a little bit more, and then the Lord reminded me of something. Someone mentioned to me, the person I was meeting with last night, mentioned to me that, you know, this isn't necessarily a test. Me being on the air is part of who I am. It has become part of who I am. It's becoming, you know, part of what my purpose is. It's connected and knitted into my purpose. So with that being said, the situations that were coming up yesterday was not a test. It was preparing me. It was preparing me for what I may have to face or deal with in the future. And I learned this lesson, and what it was, like I said, some things just wasn't working yesterday. It just was not working, and I was irritated to the point where I was just over it. And after this person said this to me, I began to think about it, and when I got home, I was thinking about it and thinking about it even more, and then the Lord reminded me of my prayer. Now, remember I said that our words are very powerful, and we have to be careful about what we say or how we say it, or just be mindful of it. And I've spoken on this before, and I'll mention it again, that a lot of times we pray for things and we ask for things, and we're, Lord, if you know, you get me right here, you get me right here, and you do this, and then we get a little bit frustrated because God hasn't gotten us there yet or it's taken time. But in reality, are you ready? We're asking for things, but are we really ready for them? Are we really ready for them? If God was to give you what you asked for right now, are you ready for it? Are you ready for that promotion? Are you ready for the responsibility of it? Are you ready for the marriage? Are you ready to, if you're a male, are you ready to be able to take care of a household and a family and a wife and do all the things that a man's supposed to be the head of the household? Are you ready for that? And for a woman, are you ready to submit to your husband and take on the role as a wife? Are we ready for these things? And all of this that happened to me yesterday brought all these things back. And when I say that God reminded me of my prayer, I just posted the other day, and if I'm not mistaken, I think it may have even been Monday that I posted, and I may not quote my post absolutely, you know, the word for word, but it says something. It says, God, make me ready so that when the door opens, I can walk in. When the calls come, I can say yes. And when the opportunity shows up, I can do what it is that you called me to do without hesitation. That was my prayer. Make me ready. And God reminded me of that yesterday, because the situations that were coming up yesterday and things that I had to deal with and make quick decisions on yesterday, I got frustrated and thought that I was being tested, but it's not always a test. Because the situations that came up yesterday are situations that can happen at any given time, situations that I may have to deal with in my line of work and the things that I'm doing and where God has taken me that I may have to deal with at any given time. It can happen at any given time. It wasn't a test. He's preparing me. Preparing me for certain situations, preparing me to be able to deal with certain things on a different level, on a different platform, on a different, you know, plateau, preparing me. So we have to begin to look at our situations and realize that it's not always a test. Remember what you ask God. I asked him to make me ready, to prepare me, and that's what he's doing. And it took someone to remind me of that so I can step back and look at it and say, okay, you know what? This isn't a test. I asked for this. And I've mentioned it before on the show, you know, that my mommy used to say all the time when I was little, be careful about what you ask for because you just might get it. Now, don't get me wrong, because I am not upset that God is preparing me, because I asked for that, and I need to be prepared, because the one thing I don't want is for God to let me be in my permissive will, where he allows me to be or gives me what it is that I've been asking for. He permits it, and I not be ready for it. Because if you think you're messing up stuff now, you'll really mess up when you ask for something and then you get it and you're not really prepared for what you asked for. when you're really not prepared for it. So it's important, and this is a lesson that I learned yesterday, and I wanted to share it with you all because it's an important lesson. Think about what it is that you're asking for. And it's not that you can't have it, but if you were to have that thing today, will you be ready? Can you handle it? And I'm grateful that the Holy Spirit helped me to recognize, okay, Shell, you asked for this. And I thank God that he is preparing me. He is preparing me. And, you know, it kind of goes along with, I've said this before too, how we sometimes, my mommy used to tell me this also when I was little, don't ask the question and then get mad about the answer. You know, we ask God for things, and we ask, but are we ready? And when you go through certain things, it's not always a test. Take a moment, and step back from the situation, whatever it is. If something's going on, and something, you know, things are not fitting together, things are not working out, then there's a reason. And that's why I believe that, you know, the situation worked the way it worked yesterday, and I'm, you know, and the show having to be rescheduled, because everything happens, I believe that everything happens for a reason. It was meant for me to realize what I realized and get that revelation from that, and to be on here tonight to share it with the listeners in hopes. And it's my prayer, as always, that it encourages or it helps someone else. So think about your day, or think about your last week, your month, whatever the case may be. And there are situations, there are things that you were, you know, trying to get done, and it just didn't fit or just didn't go the way you had planned it. It's not necessarily that it's a trial that you're going through, and I'll use trial instead of a test in this example. It's not necessarily a trial you're going through. Maybe it's just something to prepare you. Prepare you, you know, to for where you're going. Now, I don't want it to sound like it's like contradicting each other, because we do know that, you know, trials and stuff are to get you ready for where you're going to be. But what I'm saying is that don't look at it as being tested all the time, because sometimes it's not. Think back to what it is that you said. Think back to what it is that you asked God. Did you ask God for that promotion? You have to be specific when you're requesting, when you're talking, when you're praying, and you're communicating with God. Be specific. Know what it is that you want. But at the same time, God knows best. He knows best, so he may not give you what you're asking for, because what you're asking for may just be something that you want, but God knows what you need. And I'm grateful today because I learned yesterday that it's not a test. Yesterday's experience for me was not a test. But I was saying that all day long, how it was testing me. This is just a test, and I don't know if I can do this. And I was, like I said, I was beginning to doubt myself. I was speaking negative over myself. Our words are so powerful. They have so much power. I was speaking negative over myself because I was beginning to think, this is a situation, I can't do this. This right here, I'm not going to be able to do that. I was also putting myself into old Shell mode. Now, the old me is gone. The old me is gone. But I was putting myself in the old Shell mode because old Shell would not have been able to handle the situation. The old Shell would have went off completely. But I had to realize that I'm not that person anymore. I also had to realize that where God is taking me and what he's doing in my life, I always have to be mindful of who I am and whose I am and who I represent. And because I represent my Father, I can't stoop to a certain level. I have to always keep it at a professional level. So even when situations come up and like they did yesterday, and I have to deal with them, you know, in what I do, I have to make quick decisions. Something can happen. You know, I can be on the air right now talking to you all like I am now, and all of a sudden the connection cuts. So what do I have to do? I have to learn how to modify and adjust. And I say that daily on my job in the school system. We have to learn how to modify and adjust. But sometimes we don't take those same things that we say in our personal lives. But realizing yesterday that it's not always a test was eye-opening for me. God is preparing me for where he's taking me. And he reminded me that this is what you've been praying for. This is what you've been praying for. I prayed and have been continuously praying that God prepare me. Prepare me for the opportunity. Prepare me for the phone call. Prepare me for the door to be open. The door you open, prepare me. And then when the situation came up, and I say this a lot, my knees buckled because I almost didn't handle it the way I should have handled it. My knees buckled, but I didn't fall. The Holy Spirit is a guide. And he'll guide you into all truth. God uses whomever he pleases. And he'll use other people to speak to you and speak into you or to remind you or say one word or say one phrase that will remind you of something, you know, that will bring you to the revelation that you need if you just pay attention. Another situation, I was supposed to be going out of town this weekend. Myself and a couple of friends are supposed to be going out of town this Saturday, but nothing. It just wasn't working out. And I was supposed to purchase my ticket ever since like a week or so ago, and then I was supposed to purchase my ticket the other day. Then I was supposed to purchase it yesterday, and then as it turns out, it didn't work out for my other friend that she couldn't go. She couldn't get off from work. So she couldn't go, and I had to remind. I spoke with her today, and I said, "You know what? There's got to be a reason why it didn't work out. We may want it to work out, and we think everything is just going to fall into place. Just because we make a plan for something, doesn't always mean that it's going to fall. The plan is going to fall into place like we want it to." There are things that's going to come up, but there's always a reason. And we don't always have to understand the reason or even know the reason. Just trust that, Lord, if you didn't open this door, then there's a reason. If you didn't work this out, then there's a reason. Not necessarily that it's a test, but there's just a reason behind it. There's a reason behind it. And I really just wanted to share that with you all tonight because it was really eye-opening to me. And I don't know if it would be like a wow moment for anybody else, but it was a wow moment for me because sometimes just the simplest things, we often forget. Some of the simplest things we often don't think about as far as, you know, what did I just say? Or, you know what, what did I just do? This situation, you know, we blow things, what is that old saying? We make a mountain out of a molehill. I don't know what a molehill is, but I'm thinking that it's not as big as a mountain. And we're making that molehill into a mountain, to something that's really, really big. And a lot of times we do that, and that's what I did yesterday. And after all was said and done, and I realized this was not a test, but, Lord God, you're preparing me. Everything worked out. Everything was fine. And I was able to say, okay, you know what? I digress. It's okay. This is what's going to happen. This, and then I was able to think clearly and say, okay, how can I go about this? And I was able to change what I needed to change and do what I needed to do to get the end result that I needed to get. But it was a wow moment for me that, you know, and I guess maybe it's because I say it a lot. This is just a test. But everything is not always a test. Everything is not always a test. We have to be, especially when you're dealing with and you're doing kingdom business, you have to be intentional. You have to be mindful, prayerful. You have to be consistent. When you're doing kingdom business, and I believe that Be Inspired with Michelle G Show is kingdom business, because it's a platform that's put forth to inform, to encourage, to motivate, and to inspire. So, and it's a platform that God created. So when you're building and you're doing kingdom and working and doing kingdom business, you have to be able to be intentional. You have to think clearly. You can't be so rushed into everything. And that's another thing, that another way that God is preparing me, because I'm one who likes to just rush and get it done. And sometimes you have to take a step back, and some things you can't rush and do. Not if you want to do it right, and not if you want to do it the way that God has given it to you to do. If God gives you the instructions and the strategy and the blueprint to do something, you can't just go and slap it together and the outside look like what God gave you to do, and then the inside is a shambles. You have to take your time. You have to listen to God's voice. Get understanding, get clarity, get guidance. All of these things, they all come and work together, especially when you're building kingdom. Because kingdom does what? Kingdom, building kingdom, kingdom glorifies God. And that's what it's all about. I say it all the time. It's not about me. It never has been about me, and it never will be about me. It's all about God getting the glory. So when he prepares me and he prepares you for where you have to be and where he's taking you, you can be there in that space, in your destined place, and you can be effective. You can make the difference and the impact that you need to make. You can't do that if you're not prepared, because something will go lacking. You may do this, you may do one part of it effectively, but the part on the other side is going to go lacking because you weren't prepared. Not that you weren't tested, but you weren't prepared. And I say that it's not always a test, because even when you get to the next level and get where you're going, there's going to be things that you're going to have to go through. There are going to be things that you're going to have to face. So you have to be ready for those things. And sometimes we don't understand it, because God knows where he wants us to be. And in his timing, he'll get us where he wants us to be, when he knows that we're ready. So in all of this, I want to say, just remember, it's not always a test. It's not always, everything that happens in your life is not always to bring you down. It's not always to throw a monkey wrench in. And I'm saying, you know, I just noticed that I'm using a lot of little phrases tonight that I know from childhood. But anyway, to throw a monkey wrench in what you're doing is not to test you. It could be just to prepare you. Just to prepare you for what, not to test you to see if you fail, And that's why I'm using the word test so much, because with a test, you're either going to pass it or you're going to fail it. But when God's preparing you for something, as long as you trust him and you let him do what only he can do, and you let him do the work in you, there's no way you can fail that. Some things may have to be stripped away. Some things may have to be built up. Some things may have to be just modified and reshaped, because remember, he is the potter and we are the clay. So we're forever on his wheel. So some things may have to be reshaped. But if he's preparing you, you may have to be in a certain shape to deal with what you're going to deal with when you get and handle what you're going to handle when you get to the next level that he's taking you. But if he's doing the shaping and he's doing the preparing, there's no way you can fail it. That's why I say it's not always a test. He's preparing you for where he's taking you next. And for me, it was a wow moment. And it may not be that for everybody, but for me it was. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful that God puts people in your life that can recognize things and just speak a certain word it can even be a word of encouragement that will make you think about, okay, this isn't something that I'll pass or fail. This is something that's getting me ready. So in all that I've said tonight, like I said, once I've shared what I had to share, you know, I get off the air because there's no sense in prolonging or dragging it out. I just wanted to be a little transparent and let you realize that, you know, things happen for me too. I get frustrated. I get aggravated. It's always my prayer that I don't get out of character. And I didn't get out of character, but I got really frustrated. And if anything, I was doing more damage to myself because I started speaking negative over myself and saying what I can't do. And we know that I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. So as long as I got Christ, there's nothing that I can't do, as long as he's guiding me and I'm following him. So I began to speak. I was doing more damage to myself. I didn't get out of character, but I'm human. I got frustrated. I got agitated. I got aggravated. All the vadits. Aggravated, frustrated, and oh, I got all of that. And only to realize once I sat and thought and was reminded of who I am and whose I am, I said, okay, Lord, I asked for this. Because that was my prayer. Prepare me. Prepare me. Because at the end of the day, we want to be in God's perfect will, not his permissive will, but his perfect will. We want to serve our purpose, which is to bring him glory. And he gets glory out of us doing what it is that he is doing his will for our lives. Serving, witnessing, praising, worshiping, we bring him glory, building the kingdom. We have to be, remember, before I get off the air, as I've actually been conversating and sharing with you all for about 30 minutes now, and I had my it's not a test moment yesterday. And for those of you who follow me on Facebook, you can go back and look at my Facebook post on my Facebook, Michelle Gerald. You can go back and look at it. I think it was Monday, and I posted, God, prepare me so that when the door is open, I can walk in. When the calls come, I can say yes. And when the opportunity shows up, that I can do what you call me to do with no hesitation. And then I put at the bottom, hashtag, this is my prayer. And I was reminded of that yesterday. This is my prayer. So what I spoke, God begin to do. He hears you. He hears you when you pray. He hears what you ask. He don't work on our timing. He works on his timing. He don't work the way we want him to work. He works the way he knows is best to get us where we need to be. And it all goes into trusting him, trusting his process for you, which is your process. Trusting it. Trusting in his word. And letting him lead you and guide you. It's not always a test. Remember what you spoke. Remember what you asked for. Because God hears you. And he answers you. I've been praying that prayer. I started praying that prayer on Sunday night. And I prayed it Monday morning when I was in my prayer time. And here it was Tuesday. And God began to answer that prayer. So just remember, if you don't remember anything else I said tonight, just remember that it's not always a test. You have to be ready for where God is taking you. And sometimes what you have to deal with during the day, if things just don't go right or things have to be turned or you have to adjust to something, it's not a test. Always. It's not always a test. It's preparing you for your next. And I thank God for the experience I had yesterday because I know that he heard me and he's answering my prayer. He's preparing me for where he's taking me. And I thank him. And I just wanted to share that with you all to just be mindful. And be mindful of what you say. Your words are powerful. And I can't stress that enough. Your words are powerful. Be careful about what you say. And when you say it, remember, even if you have to write it down, I ask God, write your prayer down. This is what I prayed. So you can go back and reflect on it. I prayed this. And think about what you're asking when you ask. Are you ready for it? Can you handle what it is that you're asking God right now? Can you handle that opportunity, that open door, that phone call? Can you handle it? Are you ready? But remember, it's not always a test. And that's all I have to share with you all tonight. Like I said, it may not be a wild moment for everybody, but it was a wild moment for me. And it helped me to be able to get on here tonight and to talk to you all about it, because it's always my prayer, and it continues to be my prayer that someone is inspired and someone is encouraged tonight by what I had to say, and someone is looking at who may have even had a kind of a bumpy day today, and they can look back at it and say, okay, and they begin to think about their conversation they had with God. They begin to think about what it is that I've been asking for. This isn't something, whatever bump you went over today or you bumped into today, that you maybe bumped your toe into today, whatever that bump is, it wasn't a test to make you, whether you could pass or fail. It was just something to prepare you so that you can step over that bump and you can get to where you need to go. So I thank you all for joining me tonight for this pop-on show. I hope that you have been encouraged. I hope that you've been inspired. I hope that you have been inspired. Join me next week where I have a wonderful guest that's coming on who is impacting the kingdom. She really, really is. She's impacting the kingdom in a lot of different ways, and she has a new book out, and we're going to talk about that next week. We have Pastor Tasha Moore going to be joining us next week, and I'm excited about talking with her. Tune in. And once again, I thank you all for being great supporters. I thank you all for tuning in to the Be Inspired with Michelle G show every week. Thank you all for listening. Thank you for allowing me to be me. And that's what it's all about. You all continue to be faithful listeners, even though I get up here sometimes and I mispronounce words, mispronounce names, and sometimes I have to have transparent moments like I did tonight. And you guys continue to support. And I thank you for that, because you're allowing me to be me. And I thank you. I pray that you guys have enjoyed this, and I pray that you get something out of it. It's not always a test. God is preparing you for your next. Thank you all. Tune in next week to the Be Inspired with Michelle G Show. Show begins at 6:30 next Wednesday. I love you all, and as I always say, good night and be blessed.